The big news of the week in Texas politics centers on legislators' appointments to committees within the House and Senate. We've had much coverage of Senator Seliger, the sad sack soap opera of the session, and his having the gavel of the Senate Agriculture Committee removed from his hands because of his whining about the appointment and subsequent bad behavior toward a female staffer of the lieutenant governor. Sad sack Seliger's soap opera was entirely of his own making and the ultimate blow-up of his session for his constituents, fueled and lighted by he alone. The new Speaker of the Texas House, Dennis Bonin, released assignments this week earlier than can be remembered for a new Speaker, which is good in every way. For the most part, after taking into account all the complications of making powerful chairman and committee appointments, I think most of us can see Bonin's speakership is already fundamentally better than the past few legislative sessions. The northwestern third of the state will carry much influence with the House chairmanships of the Calendars, Agriculture, Human Services, Land and Resource Management, and Ways and Means committees going to reps from the region. Some others from the region gave up gavels for critical seats on key committees like Calendars and Higher Education. On balance, conservatives should be pleased at this early point, and those in the northwest third of the state aware your reps weren't overlooked but given superb positions. Reagan administration member and longtime swamp swimmer Matt Crow sits in for me today and Cole Shooter on Monday. I'm Robert Pratt, and God willing, I'll be back on Tuesday at 5 p.m. with the news and commentary of Texas.